And you've just won the Emerald Award for Individual Commitment to the Environment. How does this make you feel about what you've done?
I'm pretty excited. There are not a lot of people that work with wildflowers and native plants in the province, and to be recognized for the work that I've done over the last years is quite an honor, and I appreciate it.
How did you get started with native plants?
Originally, I started working at the Devonian Botanic Garden here just outside of Edmonton, and I was working in the native plants garden and became fascinated with the plants that grow here in Alberta. I'm not a natural-born Albertan, but I certainly was interested in and found lots of diversity and variety, so really enjoyed spending the time there. Then we had a project that came through the Botanic Garden to look for some native plants that would work for reclaiming or revegetating areas in southern Alberta that had been under construction. And I started working on that project, and here we are some decades later.
Now, one of the things is that you found that there was a real gap that needed filling, and that was the fact that there really weren't any native plant seeds readily available for you to go out and use for reclamation. What was it like at that time?
Well, in order to use any of these native plants for reclamation, we definitely had to go out into the wild and actually harvest our own seeds. And of course, not only did we harvest seeds, but we had to figure out how to propagate them, how to germinate them and grow them into plants so that they could be used in reclamation, or figure out how to actually get them into the soil so that we could direct seed them. So a lot of our work has been involved in actually going out and harvesting seeds, originally down in the southern part of the province, out there with bags and buckets and good hiking boots, and hopefully some good weather, and we would fill our buckets with seeds, bring them back to the greenhouse, do some extraction and cleaning of them, and look at how to propagate them. And these days, of course, I'm doing a lot of harvest of berries in the northern part of the province, so we're working with a lot of shrub species that are berry species, and we're out there harvesting berries and fighting against the bears and the urge to eat them.
What do you do in order to save the seeds?
For the most part, seeds of temperate plants that grow in this area, can be saved if they're properly harvested and extracted and then dried down to a very low moisture level, and they can be frozen. They can be stored at minus 18, minus 20 degrees Celsius for long periods of time, depending on the species, some a little shorter than others. So we actually bank the seeds in a bunker out at Smoky Lake, out at the Forest Nursery, and also at the Alberta Tree Improvement Center. And that's what we do now, is we harvest seeds when we can get them and in good mast years, and also when areas are going to be disturbed, we go in and harvest seeds ahead of time, and we now save them by freezing them.
Well, that's really one of your pet projects, isn't it?
Oh, seed banking is something I've wanted to do for a long time, and I've been nagging people for years to tell them that we needed to bank seed, and certainly industry recently has decided that this is a really good project and they've supported it. So in 2009, we started the Oil Sands Vegetation Cooperative, and a number of oil sands companies promote the harvest of the seeds and the banking, and we administered that program.
What was the challenge for you when you first started and where you are now in order to bring industry on to actually use native seeds and native plants for their reclamation?
One of the biggest things was to try and educate people about the difference between something that's green and something that's environmentally sound. So what we try and do, of course, with reclamation and revegetation is to reestablish native plant communities instead of just planting grass. The problem with something like grass is that it isn't a functioning ecosystem. And what happens is over time it degrades and isn't sustainable. So if you plant an ecosystem that has all of the elements, then it will be sustainable over time. But trying to educate people over that is really interesting and has taken a long time. But people are quite open. They're very interested these days, and especially the youth. I find that if I can talk to the youth, it really helps.
What is your message for the future?
Native plants rule. It's, I laugh, but it's really important that we not only put back the native plants to create the ecosystem, but that we preserve all of the genetic diversity that exists in our natural heritage here in the province. And that is, you know, each and every one of the 1,700 or so native plants that exist. And that's our heritage, and it's up to us to maintain it.
Thank you very much, Anne, and congratulations once again.
Thanks a lot. appreciate it.